Excellency, distinguished colleagues, on this International Day for Biological Diversity, we are reminded that global ambition only becomes real through action on the ground. And if I can, yes, okay. Ah, okay, good. Thank you. Okay. So let me focus on one key lever to move from ambition to implementation, which is nature-based solutions. And across our region, there are many places where nature is quietly doing what no infrastructure can fully replace, whether it's storing water, protecting us from floods, cooling our cities, or sustaining livelihoods. The question is how we recognize this and scale it up. And at UNECE, we see nature-based solutions as a practical and immediate response to the interconnected challenges of climate change, biodiversity loss, and growing pressure on land and water. I don't get the hang of this. Okay, thank you. What is new is the urgency to apply them at scale and to integrate them into decision-making. A key entry point for us is the Environmental Performance Review, or EPR, and for over 30 years now, EPRs have helped countries strengthen policies and integrate environmental priorities into sectors such as energy, agriculture, water, and cities. And today we are using EPRs to bring nature-based solutions into the core of these systems. In Uzbekistan's fourth Environmental Performance Review, to be launched in 10 days at the JEF Assembly, we include for the first time a dedicated chapter on nature-based solutions. And this highlights their role in restoring ecosystems, reducing pollution, and strengthening resilience. But one finding, stands out clearly. Many nature-based solutions already exist, yet they are not being applied at scale or systematically integrated into policies and investments. And this gap is where UNECE is focusing its efforts. In the Republic of Moldova, we are integrating nature-based solutions across the entire review, not just as a standalone topic, and we'll be extending this approach in Central Asia. Okay. We also support countries with practical guidance to integrate nature-based solutions into infrastructure and investment decisions. And in many cases, they can complement or outperform traditional grey infrastructure while delivering multiple benefits for people and ecosystems. In water management, we support countries in using wetlands, forests, and soils to regulate water flows, improve water quality, and reduce floods and droughts, especially in shared river basins. Through the Protocol on Water and Health, we show how healthy ecosystems directly underpin safe water and public health. And in Central Asia, where land degradation and water scarcity are major challenges, we promote forest landscape restoration, including in the Aral Sea, which you see here. This helps restore land, create jobs, and build resilience. We also work with cities to expand tree cover and green spaces, helping reduce heat, improve air quality, and strengthen urban diversity, biodiversity. Okay, someone else is controlling. To scale up these solutions, countries need data and practical tools, and UNECE provides knowledge platforms to support decision-making and attract investment. And we are also developing a regional catalogue of nature-based solutions to share tested approaches. Let me give one final example. Along the Chu River between Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan, we are restoring, we've been supporting restoration of floodplain forests, which has transformed degraded land and into productive landscapes, supporting livelihoods while restoring ecosystems, and this model is now being replicated. The message is rather simple. Nature-based solutions are not a niche option. They are an essential part of how we connect biodiversity, climate action and sustainable development. And from Geneva to Yerevan, the priority is clear: scaling up implementation. We stand ready to help turn these solutions into lasting change. Thank you.